often asked about the impacts of this recent global and economic crisis in southern countries. And I'm sorry to disappoint that I will probably not have as many dramatic stories to say as compared to the pictures and images that we saw of the impacts of the crisis here in the United States and in Europe. They were very dramatic to us because these are countries and places where we would least expect these pictures and images. Because for many people in the South, these are places where you strive to go to have a better life. The impacts have not been as dramatic for many reasons. The first being because our economies didn't really rise to the scale or to the heights of the economies of Europe and the United States. When you fall, you don't fall as hard. That's one of the realities. The other is that the impacts are different from country to country depending on how much business you do with the United States and European economies and the economies of Japan and other rich countries. Because for most of our economies, it runs primarily on doing business with your economies here. It's either this is the places where we export goods and products that are assembled in our countries, or these are the places where some of the important things that go into production in our countries have to be imported from. Or for most countries, it's for both. And for our countries, the crisis has not been as dramatic because we've actually, the crisis started way before it hit the United States and Europe. And actually, in fact, instead of just talking about this global and financial economic crisis that started unraveling in 2008, we can actually speak about several crises that has been happening since the 1980s. One of the most important crises is the debt crisis. One of the major issues that our network of movements across Asia, Africa, and Latin America and the Caribbean is working on. I am old enough to have lived through the 1980s debt crisis, and that is the context in which our organization in the Philippines, the Freedom from Debt Coalition, was born, and it has been said that we have been existing for more than 20 years. Of course, one of the major goals of our organization is to become unnecessary so that we don't need to have a debt movement to fight the debt problem. The debt problem is one of the problems that have caused, that was first started in the 1980s and that has continued on till today. So for many economies in the South, the debt is one of the biggest obstacles for providing a better life for our people. It is, in fact, one of the causes of the what we actually see today as the phenomenon of a net resource outflow. It means that for many decades, there is much more resources flowing out of our countries than flowing in. Of course, the big economies always like to say they're helping the poor countries, like the Philippines or most of Africa, many countries in Latin America. By the way, we don't like to call our countries poor. We would rather call them impoverished because we're not actually poor. It's just that we don't enjoy our wealth. Our wealth just leave our countries to reach countries like the United States and Europe. This resource outflow that happens because of the debt problem, because most of our economies have been driven to the point that we borrow so that we pay. The trade relations, foreign investments in our countries to dominate our economies, this resource outflow is a reality which points to the fact that while the wealth is concentrated in the north, which is what we call these countries now, it's a north-south, no longer first world, third world, point to the fact that it is our people and our resources in the South that have actually been paying for the affluence and wealth of the elites in the South, in Europe and in the United States and in Japan. So if we reverse that situation, we would not have the kind of pervasive poverty and marginalization that is true for many, many countries in the South. Just a little bit about the debt problem, because I think what we are seeing as far as the unraveling of the economies in Europe, in the United States, is actually very similar to what has happened to us, which has caused all this outflow of resources from our countries. The debt is a supply-driven problem. It's what they call in economics. It is not true that we were lent this money in order to help us because we did not have wealth in the South. History of the debt problem tells us that it was very important for lenders to lend money in the South because there was not anymore any markets for investment in the 1980s here in the rich industrialized countries. So they took advantage of our difficulties in the South to push loans, whether we needed them or not, whether the loans were actually used for our good or not. And so we, as I said, reached a situation where we were borrowing in order to pay. And so this was a vicious cycle for our economies and continues today. And I guess that is reminiscent of many situation of many families today where credit cards are being pushed, not just here in the United States, even in the Philippines. Credit cards are being pushed so that you end up owing a lot of money. But perhaps that is even in a better situation because at least you make a decision to buy things that you actually need. But in terms of the situation of many countries of the South, the double injustice is that many of these loans were actually not used for the peoples of the South. I would like to invite you for us to have a closer look together about the financial system which has generated these problems for you today and which has generated many problems for us for a long time now. Because there are many common struggles that we can wage to transform this financial system and to transform the economic system, because that is what we have learned. There is no way to address our problems piece by piece. We need to have a change in the system, and we can only win if we struggle together. Thank you.